This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 12, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Well, the next item on the agenda is agenda document 0909, draft advisory opinion responding to the request by CME Group, Inc. Well, we have a late submitted document. Mr. Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-09.
Thank you. Do we have any debate? No debate. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Here we go again. We agreed on everything, 6-0. Now we'll have a presentation by Joshua Bloom and Robert Knopp of the Council's office with respect to this document.
And I dare you to explain it so the kids can understand.
Good. Good luck.
I'm not going to try that.
We should have some pictures accompanying it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. CME Group, a Delaware corporation, requested the advisory opinion before you in agenda document number 0909. The request seeks confirmation that CME Group may solicit certain categories of members of its three wholly owned and membership-based incorporated mercantile exchanges, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, or CME, the Chicago Board of Trade, or CBOT, and the New York Mercantile Exchange, or NYMEX, for voluntary contributions to CME Group's PAC, even if such members do not hold shares of stock in CME Group. The draft concludes that, based on the evidence provided, CME Group may solicit certain categories of members of CBOT and NYMEX for contributions, even if such members do not own stock in CME Group, but that CME Group may solicit CME members only insofar as they do own stock in CME Group. With respect to CBOT and NYMEX, which are corporations without capital stock, the draft concludes that these qualify as membership organizations and that certain categories of their members also qualify as members under commission regulations. These qualifying categories include, first, those who own their seats outright, including those owners who lease their seats to others. Second, those who temporarily transfer their memberships to others, but who retain the right to revoke the transfers and the right to dispose of their seats. And third, two types of individuals described in the draft who do not own seats, but who hold seats and exercise their memberships on behalf of firms with which they are associated. Because CME Group wholly owns them, CBOT and NYMEX are affiliated with it. Therefore, based on Commission regulations and on the reasoning of a 2005 Commission advisory opinion, CME Group may solicit the three described categories of individual members of CBOT and NYMEX for voluntary contributions to its PAC. CME, in contrast, does not qualify as a membership organization because it is authorized to and does issue capital stock. However, CME members automatically own a share of stock in CME Group. CME Group may therefore solicit individual members of CME as stockholders under commission regulations because these CME members have a vested beneficial interest in the share, and the share confers upon them the right to receive dividends, the right to vote, and the right to a share of CME Group in the event of its liquidation. Finally, at the suggestion of a commissioner, we would propose to amend the draft to change the wording on page 10, line 4 of the draft, as reflected in the proposed amendment before you. We received no comments on the draft, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Council. That was a nice job on the advisory opinion. It was a little complicated. Very nice job. Any debate? No, we all agree to that amendment. I hear nothing. We'll assume that the amendment is approved. And, gosh, we may agree again. Well, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve draft advisory opinion 2008-21 as amended here at the table as set forth in agenda document number 09-09.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. We did it. Now, we have to adjourn this meeting, and if we want to adjourn it, we need all four of you to come up here and gavel us out. Come on up. Let's see. Are there any management or administrative matters to discuss?
There are none.
Okay, thank you. Hearing none, we're about to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. Very good.
Good job.
Really cool. Wow. Great. Good job. There you go. Nice. Wow.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.